On a year-over-year basis, job growth was only 3,500, which is a quarter of its previous pace. And right now, we're generating fewer jobs so far in 2011 than we generated in 2010.
You know, one of the other major stories of the week was the announcement of the new heavy lift rocket that'll take astronauts and cargo into space. That project is expected to absorb at least some of the displaced workers from NASA's shuttle program. That's got to provide some kind of boost, right?
That would be a big boost, Tom. Not only would the rocket program arrest the loss of employment, but it also maintains that core group of skills to allow that area to be more competitive in the longer run. Melbourne Palm Bay is hemorrhaging jobs at the fastest rate of any metropolitan area in the state of Florida. The impact of NASA is dreadful in the area. This kind of program is exactly the kind of things that would offset some of that loss, and that shows what stimulus can do if it is applied.
Well, stimulus is one of the components of the initiatives that President Obama has introduced in the past week. What do you think of the president's proposals, Hank? And if some or all of it is passed by Congress, will it help us here in Central Florida?
I think they would be effective if passed. What the president's proposing is stimulus in the short run and control over the deficit in the longer run. That's the right mix. That's what most economists believe is the right mix. If we don't get the stimulus in the short run, we're likely to have recession over the next 6 months, which will complicate the problem of controlling the debt and the deficit, Tom.
You know, Hank, these economic problems we're talking about and high unemployment, this is a national problem, an international problem, really. Yet it seems that Central Florida is taking a disproportionately harder hit. Why us specifically?
Well, us specifically because of the nature of our economy, because we're so dependent upon discretionary spending. It's very clear that when people get nervous, as they have been all summer, we're starting to see an erosion in our tourism business. We're seeing an erosion in retail sales locally. And the combination has caused a sharp slowdown in job creation here in Central Florida and across the whole state.
Well, Hank, I've been hearing a lot of economists in the past few weeks using the R word with disturbing frequency. What's your take on it? Are we indeed headed for another recession, a double dip, so-called?
Absolutely, Tom. If we don't have some additional stimulus at the federal level, demand is so weak that it's likely that we'll see another recession unfold over the next 6 months. And the weakness in July and August is reflected in the weakness in employment data across the state of Florida, and particularly here in Central Florida, where we're so dependent upon discretionary spending and tourism.
Well, we talked a little about President Obama's proposal. What about here in Florida, Hank? Can you point to some measures that you think state and local governments could be doing to give Florida's economy a jump start?
Absolutely. As we discussed about 6 months ago, the Secretary of the Florida Department of Transportation announced a program to accelerate road building by $1 billion, but we have yet to see the implementation of that program. We could do the same kinds of things locally. The support for SunRail is a kind of public-private partnership step in the right direction. Those are the kinds of things that we need our governments to do at this time where we're on the cusp of another recession.